Okay, let's take a look at stocks worksheet number 3. Given the following stocks and stock data, name the exchange or market, the New York Stock Exchange, the Amex, which is now called the New York Stock Exchange MICKET or market or MKT, I'm not sure what, the NASDAQ or the over-the-counter markets, the bulletin board of the pink sheets, that you believe the stock could be expected to be found on. The market capitalization, large cap, mid cap, small cap, optionally mega cap or micro cap, and the type of stock, blue chip, income, growth, cyclical, defensive, turnaround, asset play, foreign, speculative, penny stocks, which we don't discuss in impolite company. Okay, so the first one is Marriott International. You know who they are, right? The hotel chain, right? And the recent stock price was $117.50, and the number of shares outstanding, 341.13 million shares as of February 5th, 2019. So, Marriott International. Well, for decades, they were on the New York Stock Exchange, and you might be tempted to think, oh, they're New York Stock Exchange. Well, they were, until the NASDAQ said, ooh, come on over to us. We'll treat you better. And they did. They moved over to the NASDAQ. So that's why you have to anymore. You can't just trust your intuition. You have to go check and look. Market capitalization. Well, it's a very easy number to compute. We take the recent stock price, $117.50, and then we multiply times the number of shares, 341.13 million. Oh my goodness, my calculator doesn't go that high. Well, maybe you have a scientific calculator, but really, you don't have to be precise. In fact, we don't want precision in many of our calculations here. So what I do is I write out the million. Just write it out, okay? And don't try putting all the zeros in. Just leave the zeros off and put 341.13 million. Then, when you multiply $117.50 times 341.13, you get 40,083.775 million. Move the word million to the answer million. So that way, you'll make sure apples to apples. But we wouldn't write it that way, right? We don't write 40,083.775 million. We would move the decimal point 3 to the left and write 40.1 billion. That's the way you'll see it when you look it up on the InfernoNet or in the library. But either answer is correct. We're not going to mark it wrong if you don't move it to billions, but it's just that you won't see it as 40,083 million, right? It's just, you're not going to see that. So, is this a large cap, mid cap, small cap? It's a large cap. Anything greater than 10 billion, some people say anything greater than 15 billion is a large cap company. So yes, Marriott is a large cap company. Now, what stock type is it? Not really a blue chip. Would you consider it? No, that doesn't pay great dividends. It's a cyclical company, right? Because as the business cycle expands, more travel is done, more business is done, more recreational travel is done. So hotels in general tend to be cyclical. Well done. Now, let's take a look at our second one. Ryder Trucks, R. They're one of the few companies that gets a one-character symbol. And typically, traditionally at least, most all those one-character symbol companies were on the New York Stock Exchange. And Ryder is a truck rental company that's been around for decades. And so you'd think New York Stock Exchange, and you go look it up, and yes, it is on the New York Stock Exchange. The recent stock price, $58.75, and the number of shares outstanding, 53.09 million shares. So let's see. 58.75 times 53.09, and then just write the word million. So that's 58.75 times 53.09, or 3,119.0375, and then write the word million. And you can leave it that way, 3,119 million, but you're going to see 3.12 billion, or maybe just 3.1 billion when you look it up on the internet or online. So what is that? Right, that's a mid-cap stock. Anything between $1 or $2 billion up to $10 billion. But more and more people are saying, no, that's a small cap stock. You have to be at least $5 or $6 billion before you move into the mid-cap world. And remember, these categories are squishy depending on who you're talking to. To me, that's still it's getting there. It's getting to be a small cap because small caps are just getting bigger, right? And that's inflation and the like. So some mutual fund companies that invest in small companies, small cap mutual funds, will say, no, that's a small company. We can invest in that. And other mid-cap companies would say, no, that's a mid-cap. We can invest in that. Now, would a large-cap mutual fund put that? No, that's not a large-cap company. No. So that definitely is not true. Now, what is Adamas Pharmaceuticals? ADMP. I don't know. I wouldn't have taken that as my symbol, ADMP, ADMP. The reason stock price is $3.10, number of shares outstanding 47.29 million. So, a pharmaceutical company, where would we see that? Well, we might guess NASDAQ, and we'd be right. But you got to go look it up. It's on the NASDAQ. It's a biotech just starting out. Well, not they have been around for a while, but they're still not in the big leagues yet. So $3.10 times 47.29, write the word million. That's 146.599 million, or rounding it out to about $146.6 million. Right, this is a small cap company. In fact, it's close to micro cap. And some people might even throw it into the micro cap world. So, is this a good, what kind of company is this? Right, speculative. If you're interested, take a look. Now, this is the kind of company that I was a sucker for 20 years ago. You know, these companies with their biotechnology, I mean, they're going to change the world, and some of them are going to become huge, huge corporations, and many of them are just going to disappear. That's the kind of company that can turn your $1,000 into $50,000 or 50 cents. Right. And that doesn't mean you shouldn't invest in one or two or more of these, but for every one of these A-dumps that you invest in, please invest in five or six blue-chip companies with their roots deep in the economy, like an ExxonMobil or a Johnson & Johnson or a Home Depot. Now, I'm not telling you to go out and buy those stocks. Do your research. But you see the difference? You see the difference now? Some people lump all stocks into it's the same category. Ah, they're all crux, they're all dangerous. Or yeah, I want to invest in all the stocks. Some stocks are very different than other stocks. Yes, and the likelihood of severe loss is much greater with some stocks than it is with others. Now let's take a look at the Oracle Corporation. Oracle, who are they? Well, dear students, every time you swipe that Visa card or MasterCard, there's a good chance that you're using Oracle software. I mean, you don't see it. It's in the back room. It's in the data centers. But they have some of the best database software around, and they have their own business software that big corporations use. So Oracle, right? Yeah, technology stocks. You might think NASDAQ. Well, for a few decades, you would have been right because they were on the NASDAQ up until the New York Stock Exchange knocked on their door and made them an offer they couldn't refuse. So they're now on the New York Stock Exchange. Cool? And their recent stock price was $51.33. There's 3.59 billion shares outstanding. So that's 184.2747, and then you write the word billion, and you can round it off to about 184.3 billion. Wow, this is a big company. It is a large cap, and if we were to use the subcategory of mega cap, that would be fine also. Anything above 100 billion or so are mega cap companies. And what can we say about Oracle? Well, for decades, like many tech stocks, they were growth, but now, yeah, they're more cyclical because they're so tied into business and that they do well when people are swiping their credit cards and using their software, and then when their software is in not as in big a use, they're not going to do as well. But they're still a growth company. I mean, I wrote down cyclical was growth, but you talk to them, they'll tell you they're still growth. They would never admit to being cyclical. So what do you think? Piece of cake? And as we said, are you going to, as a rule, do the market capitalization calculation? Well, you will on the exam, all right? But no, mostly you'll just look it up. You'll just look it up. And should we ever think about buying a stock without thinking about its market capitalization and just looking at the stock price? No, dear students, no. You must know how many shares are out there. You must know the market capitalization. Cool. Okay. Keep up the great work. We are proud of you. Make sure you do these calculations because they're going to be on the exam. But more importantly, you will understand something that most people have no idea even exists, and that's capitalization. Well done.